Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. 2 weeks before he's supposed to stand trial, a Garland man now facing a more serious accusation.
25-year-old Jimmy Eugene Johnson is accused of strangling 26-year-old Carla Flores Pavon in May of 2018. He was scheduled for trial on a murder charge March 6, but now a grand jury has taken another look at the case, and the charge has been bumped up to capital murder. At the time of Johnson's arrest, Dallas Deputy Police Chief Thomas Castro said the two had met in an online chat room, something that helped lead to the arrest.
That assisted greatly in finding out who this individual was.
It's not known if the new charge will delay the trial. While a felony murder can carry a possible life sentence with a chance of parole, in a capital murder case like this, the sentence would be automatic, life without parole. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some Dallas residents complaining about issues with Airbnbs. Dallas City Councilman David Blewett says most Airbnb operators are running good operations.
We're really talking about a select few who operate these houses more as party houses, and they're a little bit out of control. So we're trying to figure out some sensible regulation that will allow this this form of home ownership to work.
He says council's working on regulations that work for the operators and their neighbors. Lewitt says things that they're debating are more registration and fines for homeowners that don't comply with the rules. 3 days in jail for an ex-Cowboys running back, Darren McFadden. Collin County judge found him guilty of DWI last week. Police busted him in January 2019. He fell asleep at the drive-thru at a Whataburger in McKinney. Police arrested McFadden on DUI and resisting arrest. They tossed the resisting arrest charge. McFadden spent 7 seasons with the Raiders, then signed with the Cowboys, and he played 3 seasons here before he retired in 2017. In Johnson County, a woman has to be rescued after she drove into floodwaters on Old Foamy Road in southern Cleburne. She ran into water on the road. Jamie Moore with emergency management says the water swept her SUV off the road.
And she hit an eddy, and it spun her car around, and the front end dropped down in the ditch on the upstream side of the road. So it was able to catch the car instead of pushing it downstream where it's much deeper water.
She got stuck, still managed to call 911. Emergency crews and volunteers with the Rio Vista Fire Department rescue her. She's okay. Moore says she's lucky. Aviation company is going to build a $35 million maintenance facility, and it's bringing 250 jobs to far north Fort Worth.
Gulfstream Aviation's moving its maintenance hub from Love Field to Alliance. The company's Derek Zimmerman says Gulfstream needed room to grow and was drawn by access to a business and industrial airport.
In addition to that, having Tarrant County College here, having their campus that helps us train new employees, new technicians, and in a workforce was a real attractive partnership for us as well.
Congresswoman Kay Granger says Alliance has grown over 30 years and now supports 64,000 jobs.
Anything this big, the federal government has a part to play, and I have responsibility to my district. But all of us work together. This is not a partisan project at all.
Gulfstream's moving 200 jobs from Love Field and will add another 50 at Alliance. The company hopes to open the facility by the end of next year. At Alliance Airport, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Midlothian City Councilman has died in a crash. City says Art Pirard died in his wreck on 35E near 77 in Waxahachie. Mayor Richard Reno called him a valuable member of the council since 2018. He'd been instrumental in passing the senior citizens tax freeze and cutting the city's tax rate. They call it the Leaning Tower of Dallas, and now it's inspiring some new art. Jarrell Sesteda is a local painter, calls himself the live local artist. He's set up at a corner near the remains of the Allied Computer Services building. He has an easel and a canvas.
So this is a 36 by 36 canvas, and I'm working with oils on it, and I'm making a painting of the landscape, which is the Leaning Tower of Dallas and the cleanup crew.
He says he wanted to capture an image of the new feature of the landscape before it's gone. And don't forget, you can watch the Leaning Tower of Dallas anytime you want. We've got a live webcam pointed to the tower. It's right here on our website, krld.com. Little boy's battling terminal cancer. He's now an honorary Fort Worth police officer.
All of Carter Escobar's classmates at Blue Hays Elementary School in Fort Worth were on hand to see him be sworn in as an honorary Fort Worth police officer. Carter has a rare form of cancer, and doctors have told him there are no additional life-saving treatments available. Carter's little sister, Peyton, had some touching words for her big brother.
Carter's the best brother anybody could ever have.
And after the swearing-in, Carter and Peyton got to play in a SWAT vehicle, and then it was time to go up for a helicopter ride. Carter's father, Juan, says it was a very special day.
Seems to be something that he really wanted to do, so it was cool that everybody showed up and offered support for that.
And what did Carter say his favorite part was?
Probably being in the SWAT car and playing with the guns and stuff. And going up on the roof.
At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
MLS season starts in about a week. FC Dallas is getting ready. They open on the 29th against Philadelphia at their stadium. Concession companies getting ready, too. Delaware North is having some new dishes for the fans. Their executive chef, Rex Turner, says he knows some fans just want a hot dog and a beer, but they've taken the hot dog to a new level.
You can come get your beer and hot dog, or you can come try the All-American hot dog, which is unbelievable. For me, there's nothing more American than wrapping something in bacon and topping it with some Lay's potato chips.
He's also preparing something different for each visiting team. So when Philly comes to town, you get a cheesesteak with a Texas twist. He's adding chili peppers and caramelized onions. When Montreal comes to town, you'll get poutine topped with short ribs.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.